Do you love great podcasts? Do you love great Australian podcasts? Of course you do. Australians make incredible podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with the best Australian shows, then check out Oz Podcast. Look for us on social media and find your new favourite show from the Australian Podcast Directory on ozpodcast.com.au. That's OZPODCASTS, ozpodcast.com.au. Check it out.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Let's go!
Welcome, everyone, to episode 317 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 6th of December, 2014. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us on facebook.com/techwebcast and follow us on Twitter at techwebcast.
All right. Yes, indeed. Great intro there, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm back after more than 3 years.
Yeah, mate. You're back on your... You messaged me the other day on Twitter and said you want to come back and have a bit of a chat. And yeah, what have you been up to for the past, I don't know how long, long time?
Yeah, well, I stopped podcasting and blogging at pretty much the same time back in 2011 because I got a job working for a telco in Brisbane.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, you know, I was ripping on like Android and Vodafone and things like that. And all of a sudden, I'm one of Vodafone's competitors and I'm selling Android phones, you know, on a two-year plan and things like that. So it wasn't very proper of me to be talking about that stuff anymore. Okay. So I put an end to it. You know, I did that for a couple of years. I was in the senior management team for that mobile phone service provider. And then I ended up working for one of its vendors. So we build the software that allows telcos to provision onto the Optus wholesale network.
Oh,
so
nice.
A lot of the biggest secondary telcos in Australia all use our software to manage their businesses.
Oh, good stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm a development team leader. So it's good fun.
Nice. Good stuff. And it says no more blogging from you anymore. Is that it?
No, I'm done. So I miss podcasting. I don't miss blogging though.
Okay, okay. So are you in the any process of making a podcast, or you know, get into it, or what? Back into it?
Look, I always thought about making my own podcast, but no, I only ever appeared on other people's podcasts. Mm. Like I was on this show a lot. I was on Tech Luster a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Aussie Tech Heads a few times. Yeah. But nah, I'll never do my own. I'd only ever appear on someone else's.
All right, well, there's a spot here open, always here for you. Maybe you want to come on anytime you want.
Legend, thanks very much.
Good to have you on, mate. And we've got Jody back on. Welcome back, Jody. How's your week been? And good to have you back on.
Well, thanks. The week has gone very slowly because I'm looking forward to getting in the RV and trucking down to the dog show in Florida. Yep, we're leaving tomorrow morning and got a dog to wash and ribbons to win. So it's a big international dog show. There's thousands of dogs coming from all over the world to compete. Kind of like a huge beauty pageant for dogs.
Nice one. We'll say all the breeds of dogs we were there, like a pugs and stuff, and them sort of dogs, pugs and them.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Everything.
Pugs. Yeah,
and it's going to be televised and live streamed. So if you're really, really bored, I think the big event will be next Sunday, and it will be live streamed. So you can tune in and you can watch me and Jewel trot around the ring if you look at the Belgian Malinois ring.
Okay, cool. We'll check it out. Jacob, welcome back, mate.
Thank you, Brian.
And how's your week been, mate?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Got some upgrades for a Tech Luster.
Sweet. Mention it. Go ahead, mention it.
Well, from Casey. From CAG101.com.
That's it. Isn't it CAG101 Media or something?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Good stuff, mate. Come up to hear from you next year. It's going to be good.
All righty.
We got Rachel on. Welcome, Rachel. She's a guest today. Welcome.
Hey, Brad. How are you?
Good. And you?
Good.
How's your week been?
Highly productive, but highly busy. It does seem to go hand in hand sometimes.
Cool. And you're living in Sydney?
I am, not too far from you.
Nice one. And you're from the US?
I am. I'm from Florida, actually, Jody.
Oh, cool. What part of Florida are you from?
I'm from Melbourne, Florida, which is slightly ironic as
well. Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. You're the missing link. Exactly. I'm filling in all the blanks here.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Definitely. Are you far from Jacob? Because Jacob lives in Florida. Are you from near that Jacob at all?
I don't think so. I don't think the Newberry, Gainesville area is.
No, I went to University of Florida for a year, so it's about 3.5 hours away by car.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Good stuff. And you're just doing some blogging and stuff and that sort of thing now.
Yeah, I am. I'm sort of starting up my own business, trying to work for other people, and especially hospitality-focused stuff. So, okay. Yeah.
Nice one. All right, we'll have a chat to you in a minute after the news, and then we'll go to Jody. And we'll play this first.
And here's the news from Tech Webcast. Foxtel says they're really bloody pleased with the results of their new pricing. Evidently, they changed their pricing by roughly 50%, reducing the price from their basic service from $49 to $25. And guess what? They're happy that people are signing up and they're streaming video. Apparently, in the last month, they've seen viewing share of Foxtel channels compared to free-to-air channels. They've moved about 1.5% viewing share in Foxtel homes across to Foxtel channels because they have got so many channels to watch and they're watching them. So yay for Foxtel. We're very pleased for your results. Next up, iPhone. There are some sketchy rumors that claim that Apple is planning a new 4-inch iPhone for 2015. Yes, folks, instead of going big, iPhones are going small. Actually, 4 inches is roughly the size of the 5 or 5S. And, you know, it's interesting that the feedback that Apple's been getting on the 6 and the 6 Plus hasn't been the most glamorous, you know, with rumors about the phones bending and rumors about people's hair getting caught in the phones. Well, personally, I like the smaller phone, and Apple is gearing it towards a female audience. I like the ability to have a phone that fits in my purse or in my back pocket without bending. The sourcing says on today's rumor isn't entirely clear. The track record for the sourcing is unknown. But what is clear is that the 5S, which has remained in the lineup for Apple, is probably going to be due for a refresh. So keep your eyes posted on Apple and the chance that they will come out with a new 4-inch model. Oh, and in Netflix. Okay, Netflix TV viewing, it slips by 4% in the U.S., or actually TV viewing slips by 4% in the U.S. as online streaming continues to rise. Well, if you're like most people, you're probably not watching mainline TV as much as you used to. I know more and more of my friends are doing something that's called binge watching, and apparently that seems to be taking hold. Netflix hasn't killed traditionally TV yet, but it's giving Americans more to watch. New Nielsen viewing figures show that online video streaming is up 60% year on year, while traditional TV viewing fell by 4% in the same period. You know, people are consuming television on their iPads, on their smartphones. They're using Chromecast or apps, using game consoles. So it kind of makes sense that this streaming video is absolutely taking hold. In more news from Apple and various apps, remember Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul? That was, what was his name? Jason? Was it Jason on the show? Right? Oh, Jesse. He was Jesse on Breaking Bad.
It's Jesse, yeah.
Sorry. Brain fart. But anyway, they're introducing an app that has a very upscale name to it called Yo Bitch. And it's being likened to the Yo app. So you can use Yo and Yo Bitch, and it's available now. In other news, Mark Zuckerberg, our Facebook buddy, apparently he calls Apple's stance on ads ridiculous. Of course, we know that Mark Zuckerberg has no reason to call it ridiculous because he obviously wouldn't be interested in money. Facebook's co-founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg apparently disagrees with Apple's CEO Tim Cook, the claim that free services which are supported by ads turn people into products. In September, Cook said in an open letter posted on Apple's privacy page that when an online service is free, you're not a customer, you're the product. The letter was part of Apple's response to privacy concerns following a hack where several private nude images of celebrities pilfered from Apple iCloud accounts were showing up. Apple's privacy page also attempted to show transparency into how it handles the data. In any case, those in Zuckerberg's camp, probably Google, they kind of feel like they're the leader in digital advertising in the United States. They see things a little differently than Apple. They believe that free services benefit the most customers, and advertising is a way for their offerings to continue to provide value. So an ongoing and fairly public battle between the Zuck and Apple. And let's see, in other news, you might remember in the United States, Google introduced Google Fiber. And what they said was that they were going to revolutionize the way you could use the internet. Can you believe people are picking up and moving to Kansas City or Provo just to get access to Google Fiber? It's ultra fast, and it's for both broadband and TV. And now you can add Austin in Texas to the tiny list of cities where fiber is being offered. Open 7 days a week to the Austin public. The fiber space is filled with Google representatives who can explain the service's benefits to curious residents. Many of them flowed in and out during their time in Austin. You can also hop on fiber-powered Wi-Fi while visiting in Austin for a taste of what Google, the ISP, can do. So probably isn't coming anytime soon to a city near you, but if you feel like moving to one of those towns, you can take advantage of Google's fiber and see how fast it is. And that's the news.
Great news, Jody. Thanks for reading the news.
My pleasure.
Great stuff. Let's go to Aaron first. What's your view on them stories, mate? Have you got any views on them?
Yeah, a few. I heard you guys speaking just recently on the podcast at length about online streaming, things like that.
Mm.
And so it's no surprise that Foxtel would have to literally halve their prizes in anticipation of Netflix coming here next year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely the right thing to do. it's interesting in Australia because we know that like Netflix isn't going to be nearly as popular over here as it is in America. And it's because Foxtel own the monopoly on sport and Aussies love sport. So the fact now that you can get Foxtel for that sort of price and have access to so much sport, that would persuade people to not really give those online streaming services a go.
Have you got Foxtel?
No, I don't.
What do you use for TV? What do you use to stream your TV shows and stuff?
BitTorrent.
Oh, okay.
A lot of different ways, but I've got a Netflix account, so I just patch into that in the US, and cool. That's cool. But yeah, I just mostly download most of what I watch, to be honest.
You know, I've used Netflix in the US a few times, and to be honest, Aaron, I have not found one thing on there to watch, mate. Mostly they have all old shows and movies, and there's nothing on there that really interests me on there.
But wait a minute, Brad. What about the Netflix originals, like Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, I can watch it on, I've got that on Foxtel. You know, I pay for Foxtel, you know, I get good value out of Foxtel, but, and the IQ3's coming out very soon, and that's going to be very
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
It does indeed.
But the original programming is really the best stuff, and we know that the Daredevil show next year is going to be the big selling point for Netflix in Australia. But that's it.
Mm.
You know, they definitely won't show... what was that show? The political show that they've got?
House of Cards. House of Cards, yeah.
That won't be on it next year.
No, I don't think so.
For sure.
I thought on Netflix?
Sorry?
On Netflix you're talking about?
In Australia, yeah, it won't be.
Oh, it won't be, really? Oh, okay.
Nah. So they tend to do all these time-based contracts and things like that. So I think, like, in the second half of next year, you'll be able to get access to it when, the six-month exclusive expires or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, that's already been promised to someone else. I think the same deal with Orange is the New Black, and it's the last season next year of that show.
Wow. Okay.
No!
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought
they cancelled Orange is the New Black. Double no!
I thought they
did.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not going into a second season.
It's done two already. There's one
or
more
the
to
third,
go.
Excuse me. Okay. Never mind then.
Interesting. What, anything else, Aaron, you want to mention, mate?
With the iPhone next year, I think what they'll do is that it won't be that the 4-inch model will be all they'll release. It's just that there was such unprecedented demand for it. You know, like, I've got a 6 Plus, and I got to say, like, I held out for 4 years. I had an iPhone 4 for 4 years.
Yeah.
Because I do like big screen phones. All three of my phones are all phablets. I've got one of each platform, Windows Phone, Android, and iOS. But I loved having a small iPhone, and so many people did. So I think that that they'll do like a 6S mini, and that will be the 4-inch version, and there'd be like a 6S Plus and a 6S.
Yeah.
That's what I would expect, that they would sort of have a modern version of all three phones.
Yeah, definitely. All right, mate, anything else you want to mention?
So something that didn't make the list, though, was the Sony hacks that happens this
week.
Like, that is deplorable. You know, it actually reminded me of, like, a couple of years ago when I was blogging. I was actually covering the Sony hacks back then quite a lot. Like, the PlayStation Network was down for a month because that got hacked. And, like, have you heard how bad it is? Like, they keep...
Mm.
So, like, it started with all the movies got leaked. Yeah, the movies that haven't been released yet and all that stuff. Everyone knows that. But the recent one now is that all of the offices were broken into. So everyone's computers were completely destroyed. Like, they destroyed the computers and destroyed the boot partitions.
Damn.
And Sony are just giving all their employees brand new computers to try and deal with it. And now they've found out that all of the information in their offices were leaked onto the internet. So people's salaries, their social security numbers, and these hackers found a folder called Password, which had every password for every Twitter and social media account for every Sony movie ever made, and then just leaked all of that on the internet too.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
They made a file called Password and actually put the passwords in there?
Yes.
They deserve to be hacked. I'm
yes,
sorry.
They
it's just wrong.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, and a couple of years ago, like, the second big hack that happened, Lulzsec was driving all of that. There was actually about 20 different hacks of Sony. Like, literally every website they ever made was defaced. Again, like, Trojan Horse hacking as well, like, destroying people's computers, stuff like that. And here they are 3 years later, going through it all again. Like, they never learn. This is why, like, I would never buy a PlayStation if my life depended on it, ever.
Mm.
Like, your stuff just isn't secure with them. They're not good at doing software. They only just build cheap hardware, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was actually looking into buying a PS4, but I probably won't buy it now, but... I've been put off that.
It's pretty scary.
It is, mate. It is indeed. What game console do you own, Aaron?
I have 2 360s and I have an Xbox One as well.
Oh, sweet, mate. Good stuff. All right. Anything else you want to mention?
No, I'll let the others speak.
All right. Let's go to Rachel. What about you, Rachel? Do you have any views on them stories?
Yeah, I was actually going to... I think it's interesting that Apple is saying they're going to target females with the smaller phone, especially when we just heard that Aaron is interested in it. You know what I mean? Like, he's a male. He's someone who uses technology often, and the fact that he just wants a small phone because it's a smaller phone as opposed to a big one, I just think it's interesting to go after the female market. I understand why they are, because I'm the same as Jody. I'm along the same lines. I just don't like something huge and cumbersome when I have a small purse or whatever.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah. The iPhone 6 is a good size for if you want a good phone. Personally,
yeah, I think it's even a bit big for me. I have an iPhone 5, and just the extra space of a case or whatever is enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
More woman.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
Exactly.
I agree. I don't want a phablet. I want a phone.
Right. I have an iPad and I have a phone. Those are two separate things. Very different functions.
I suspect that
we look like we're carrying a boombox up on our shoulder, talking to our
iPad. Exactly. and I'm a small human too, so I have tiny hands. I held up an iPhone 6 Plus, and it's over the size of my entire hand. I'm just not interested in that.
Yeah.
I was going to say that I suspect that this year Apple couldn't get enough battery power out of a phone that size with the latest chip, the A8 chip.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have just had to wait one more year. And then they can still get that 10-hour battery life because the bigger phones have bigger batteries in them. Yeah,
right.
That was the one thing that no one ever really talked about, you know?
Well, it makes sense to say it's so many. Go ahead, Jimmy.
No, I was just going to say that's an excellent point because I have a 5S and I didn't upgrade specifically because I don't like the bigger phones, but the battery is I mean, it's almost unusable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I don't charge like around noon every day, I can't make it through the day.
Same. Yeah.
And that's why I held out with the iPhone 4. It's awesome for battery life. But both 5s, the iPhone 5 and 5S, are both rubbish for battery power.
Good point.
All right. I agree. Anything else, Rach, you want to mention?
I think that's it for me.
All right.
I'll let you guys talk it up.
All right, let's go to Jacob. Jacob, what about you, mate?
Well, I have to talk about the Breaking Bad app.
Yes, indeed. You actually got me into this app this morning.
Yes, I do. And Brad's got his phone right next to his mic, so you can hear what it says.
Go ahead.
Yo, bitch.
And that's what it says. Do it again, Jacob.
Yo, bitch.
Yeah, there's different things he says. You know, different.
We got this one.
That's amazing.
Yo, bitch.
That's even more amazing.
I'm amazed people are paying for it.
Yeah,
I'm amazed we're sitting here listening to it.
Okay, that's enough to take her up.
When they whisper.
This is like listening to one of those dolls where you pull the string. So, are we done with the yo bitch thing yet?
So, do you want to explain, Jacob?
Yo, bitch.
Okay, do you want to explain what it is?
Hey, bitch. Hello, bitch. Bonjour, bitch. Hey, yo.
Oh,
hiya, bitch. Hey, yo, bitch.
Okay. Anyway,
at the dog show, that's not a bad word.
Yeah. What's your view on that app, JD? What do you think of it?
Let me run right out and get it. Not.
So that was made from the guy from Breaking Bad, so...
That's I love Breaking Bad. I just think that's dumb. I'm sorry.
Okay.
incidentally, I wanted to interject because just to make sure like we cover our bases. Obviously, when we were talking about Orange is the New Black, I was like absolutely devastated when Rachel said that it might have been canceled. Evidently, it's an internet hoax. It wasn't canceled.
Oh,
so,
well, good. Because I love that show.
Yeah, good show. It's a good show. And
so they said that Piper will be back.
Fantastic. I missed her.
Does Aaron, do you get into Sons of Anarchy at all?
Oh yeah.
Did you watch the last one, mate?
Yeah, of course.
So one more this week and that's it, it's all over.
I know, right? So I actually caught on to that show pretty late. It wasn't until about season 5 that I started watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I lived with a guy who watched it, and so then I had to go back and rewatch all the old seasons and all that. But yeah, I'm addicted.
Mm. Yeah, last episode, mate. The last one just gone. It was unbelievable what he did. I was quite shocked about it, what he did.
It's been really violent this season.
It has. It has indeed.
When you see how much the tone has changed. Like, they used to just really muck around a lot and laugh and that sort of stuff. Now it's really dark.
Mm, it is. All right, we'll have to wait till next week. See up next week. Rachel, did you get into Sons of Anarchy at all?
You know, I watched 2 or 3 seasons on Netflix, funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of, I don't know, I just tapered off of it and fell off of it. I just it didn't resonate with me after like the 3rd season. And I saw so many things written up about how it gets better. And I just couldn't stick through it. Maybe I'll have to pick it back up.
Yeah, definitely. I think Marilyn Manson was a good actor in it, on the show.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He did. Did a great job. Huh. All right, Jacob, so tell us about this new Yo app real quick, mate.
Well, it's a Yo app competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Because the original Yo app, all it says is Yo.
Yeah, but can't you get notifications on that Yo app? You can get notifications for different things?
Yes, you can.
So that one's better, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And you get better notifications on your... It takes control of your notification screen whenever you get an update or
definitely.
Something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, it's a good app. What else, Jay, do you want to mention, mate?
Me?
No, Jacob.
No.
Jacob, want to mention anything else?
Nothing much.
What about the... what about you? Tell us about what you watch on your stream. Do you watch streaming stuff? Do you stream stuff much?
Yes, I do.
What do you stream?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, tell us.
Power Rangers. I like the classics.
Legends. My kid loves them. You know, I've got like all 17 or 22 seasons actually of the Power Rangers show, and he only likes the old ones from like when like my brother was a little kid and loved it.
Watch out for the new series, Dino Charge.
Dino Charge. Okay.
Dino Charge.
All right.
Okay.
Oh yeah, my kid's gonna think I'm the best dad ever. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Jacob.
Welcome.
There you go. All right, Jacob. Anything else you want to mention, mate?
Nothing.
All right, Jody. What about you?
The only thing I'm going to be is partying hard tomorrow.
What?
I said the only thing is I'm going to be partying hard tomorrow.
What's that got to do with the podcast?
Well, I for one would like to know more about Rachel.
Yeah, so do I. Rachel, tell us about yourself.
Well, so many things to tell. As we mentioned, I'm living in Sydney, and yeah, I'm trying to start a business. I have started a business, let's put it that way, where I can work as long as I have a Wi-Fi connection and a laptop, and that can be from anywhere in the world. And I'm doing a lot of copywriting, SEO writing, things of that sort. Working and moving into the focus of hospitality, because I used to work in 3 Michelin star restaurant, and I have a lot of experience in that, many other places as well, but I kind of have the insider knowledge of the hospitality world, and to be able to bring that to someone's internet presence is a really big deal. I'm actually about to work with a friend who has a cocktail company, for instance, and he goes and does cocktail classes, and he's an amazing bartender in New York City, and he just needs to get his internet marketing up. So that's something that I'm going to be working on with him, and that's kind of like my ideal client.
Cool. Okay, Jay, any questions?
Rachel, yeah, how did you wind up where you are? I mean, was there like a reason that you moved from the States?
Well, my boyfriend and I actually worked together at said 3 Michelin star restaurant, and I graduated from NYU Stern, decided that I needed a change, and he was all about it too, so we decided to go to Southeast Asia. We quit our jobs and saved up money for months, and then we were looking at a map one day and we saw that Australia was super close. Like,
yeah,
okay,
definitely.
Why not? And found out about work and holiday visa, so we planned on sort of traveling, heading to Australia, making some more money and traveling again, and I just got really sick and really tired of working for other people.
Can you just move back from the mic, Rachel? You sort of...
Yeah.
That's better. That's better. Were you actually talking right into the mic or...?
No, I'm talking into my laptop, so...
Oh, okay.
I don't think this thing has a mic. Anyway.
That's good now. Whatever you're doing now, that's...
Perfect.
Clear as... So, yeah, what places have you traveled to?
We started off in Thailand, and then we spent a month in Thailand, a month in Vietnam, with plans on going to Laos and Cambodia, but we decided to kind of taper it off. We're headed back there in March, and we hit Singapore and Bali as well, and had a harrowing journey by land through Malaysia overnight on a bus with a cracked out driver. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here I am, starting a business in Sydney.
So how long have you been in Sydney for now?
I've been in Sydney since August. The beginning of August.
Oh, nice one. And you like Sydney?
I love it. It's beautiful. It has such a great culture.
Have you walked over the Harbour Bridge yet?
No.
Oh, are you going to?
I'm unfortunately the worst tourist ever. So.
Are you going to walk over it or?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's on my short list.
Yeah, definitely. Joe, do you often do that if you ever come to Australia?
Oh, I'll definitely come in. I'm definitely visiting and I'm definitely going to walk over the short bridge.
The Harbour Bridge is really high.
That too. I'm going to walk over many bridges, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Definitely. Yeah, all definitely. Yeah, definitely. Jacob, any questions for Rachel?
Well, so what type of blog do you run?
At the moment, I'm not running a blog myself. I'm actually about to start up a personal blog. I had a travel blog for a while, but I've mostly been doing other people's blogs for them.
Sort of
not guest posting, but posting on their behalf.
Cool. And what do you charge for that, Rachel?
It really depends. It depends on what kind of post they want, what kind of content they already have, and things of that sort. It can range from $10 to $60.
That's cheap. It's very cheap. A good price.
It's pretty standard.
It is, yeah. It is. Aaron, any questions, Rachel?
So you said that you know a lot about the hospitality industry. Like, how did you get to that point?
Well, I moved to New York City to go to school, and I walked in concentric circles from my apartment and ended up at the Mercer Kitchen, which is in Soho. And I got hired as a hostess and then promoted to a server in 3 days. One thing led to another, and I was the youngest captain at a 3-Michelin-starred restaurant in New York. So, yeah, it was just kind of 3.5 years of a whirlwind. And I worked in restaurants as a kid and just to make money on the side. And now in Sydney, I've worked at a lot of places as well with people that I've met that are pretty high up there. So it's just, I don't know, once you get into it, you realize that it's really fun. And
I guess just a lot of people just aren't up to speed with digital marketing and things of that nature and need help with that in that industry.
Absolutely. A lot of people have websites, but a lot of people don't know what their website can do for them, especially in regards to restaurants and cocktail people and bars.
Yep, totally understood.
Rachel, what kind of tools do you use? What do you recommend?
In what sense?
For social media, for your clients or with your clients?
I think that restaurants need to use Twitter more, to be honest with you. It's such a huge market. And if you can get the right people on there, it'll just launch you out of the water.
Word of mouth marketing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I actually was part owner in a social media marketing business for a little while there. Because, yeah, like I started doing web development since the dot-com boom. And yeah, you could see just how much social media and search engines were influencing websites. And I even would do like talks at like business functions and things like that. Sort of say to people, like, if you're a hairdresser, you should be giving people discounts so you can take a video of their hair and stick it on YouTube. And that'll give you 1,000 referrals, you know?
Absolutely.
And things of that nature, yeah. So I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. I was just talking to the friend with the cocktail company today and kind of just going over ideas and hashing things out of it. And I was telling him, I was like, listen, you have zero presence. Yeah, you have a Facebook page with some photos, but you're in New York City. New York City is a hub of Twitter users, Instagram followers, Yelp reviews, everything. And you just need to reach out into that market and find who wants what you're selling.
What's the name of the restaurant? Rachel, give it a quick plug for people so they can...
It's called Hatchet Proof.
Okay. Cool. And what sort of food do they
It's make? Actually not a food. He is a bartender by trade.
Oh, okay.
He is in the process of developing... He can do all sorts of things. He's absolutely phenomenal. He develops menus. He does corporate events. All sorts of stuff. Basically anything cocktail related, he can do it.
All right. Okay, let's go to Jody real quick. She needs to leave. Jody, what do you want to say before you go?
Oh, well, first of all, Brad, again, thank you for having me on the podcast. And Aaron, good to meet you again, or for the first time, good to talk to you. Rachel, it sounds exciting what you're doing. I wish you utmost success. And you know, just let us know how we can help and if we can do any introductions to help you along in your new venture.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
And wish me luck in the,
yeah,
the
good
dog
luck.
Show.
Good luck for next week, Jay. And Jody. We'll try and get you on Skype next week during the show.
Awesome. I hope so. Yep. Okay.
Last show.
If I can, I will, Jacob.
Yeah, you could call in and see Jody, Jacob, and stay there for the night, Jody.
Maybe. Oh, I don't know about that, but my mom will kill me.
Actually,
she's not that far away.
Bus board over there for you.
Yeah, she has a spare room there for you.
Oh gosh, well, I'm gonna have a friend with me. My friend Deb, she's bringing her 2 dogs and me and Jewel. So it's gonna be like a full house, you know.
Okay.
That's where you can say "yo, bitch" and it's okay. Because two of them are bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
One dog, 2 bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's okay to say that in the dog world.
Yeah.
But no. Alrighty, guys.
Thanks, Jody.
Thanks. All right. Jody.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye bye.
All right, let's Jacob. What do you want to say, mate? Now, because Casey sent you a message, did he?
Yeah, he said to say hello to everybody on the podcast.
Hello, Casey. Rachel, so tell us more about what you do on your blog and that.
Well, that pretty much sums it up for the time being.
Okay.
I'm kind of on a slow roll right now, just trying to pick and choose clients that I really want to work with that can then kind of launch me into what I really want to do.
Cool. Good
stuff. What do you really want to do?
I mean, basically that. I would love to have a team doing it for me and managing that team. That would be my ultimate goal. and doing the same sort of idea, just basically taking hospitality people from the ground up, whether they have a website that's not doing anything for them or they need one created, managed, whatever it is, just being a hospitality online presence go-to.
Cool. And you make websites, don't you, Rachel?
I can. Okay. I prefer not to by trade.
Because the other day I was speaking to you, actually working on one, and it looked pretty good.
Yes, I did make my own out of necessity.
Okay. Cool. Looks good. And how long have you got to go before you leave to go back to the U.S.?
The U.S. is not in my cards at the moment.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, so heading back to Asia in March and then Mexico in August. And those are kind of the only plans I have. So I guess probably once I get to Mexico, it'll be a little too close to home not to stop by. But
gee, that's all right. Traveling is fun. Yeah, it's good. Jacob, any questions for Rachel before we wrap up?
Just the one I had from earlier.
Yeah, what's that?
Just asking about her blog. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Rachel, what sort of technology things do you get into?
Oh, man. I am not a huge tech head, but I do appreciate all of it. So okay. I really like useful tools. So I don't know if you've heard of this. It's called Longtail Pro. Aaron's probably heard of it.
Can't say I have.
I haven't heard of it even, no.
Well, it's a software and it's super techie, basically compiles long tail keywords for SEO research, and I think it's phenomenal because it's just like the best answer to so many problems. And I like things like that, you know, things that just fix stuff.
Cool.
And I did just buy a beautiful new MacBook.
Yeah, you did. Tell us about that. What is it? Do you like it?
I do love it. I got the MacBook Pro 13 inch with the Retina.
Nice.
And the Retina is amazing. I'm someone with bad eyes, and it makes such a difference. I previously had a 2010 MacBook Pro, and the difference in the screen is incredible.
Mm. Definitely. Aaron, do you use a Mac at all?
I have a Mac Mini, but I only use that for recording music. Otherwise, I'm away from Windows machines.
Oh, you're using Windows, okay. Yep. I use a Mac Mini and stuff. I love the Mac.
Yeah, I do like it. I do like it a lot, I'm a power user when it comes to programming, and I want the Windows key. That's the main thing why I stick to Windows still.
So what's happened to your blog now? Is it blog still around, or what's happened to it?
It's still there. I never took it down, but I haven't put a post in it for multiple years now. I had multiple versions of that site. You know, like I started with Oz Tech News, and then I started Oz Gaming News and Oz Movie News, and I had plans to do Oz Music News and never launched it. I sort of consolidated them all into a online portal called oznews.tv.
Yep.
And then they'd redirect. So I sort of let go of most of the domains, but the tech articles were all still there. And I thought, I'll just leave it because I've still got that server and I still use it for development and DNS and things like that. So it's fine to just leave it there, but no, I haven't been posting to it in a long time.
So the last time you were on Tech Webcast, when was that?
That was like around Australia Day in 2012.
Wow, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So was there a reason why you left, or is it you just didn't come back, or what? Can't remember what happened.
It was just at around that time I was just putting an end to all of my stuff online, like I said earlier, you know, because I just got that job with the mobile phone service provider. So
okay, yep.
I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's cool.
I also got pretty busy, you know, like really busy. I ended up moving to Brisbane just to be close to work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I was putting in quite long hours. And that telco is owned by a British telco called Truphone. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like all of my line managers were in London. So I would work 9 to 5 in Brisbane, then quickly rush home, scoff down some dinner, and then start the second shift at 6 o'clock at night, where it's 9 o'clock in the morning in London. And I'd start a whole bunch of meetings with managers in London, things like that. Wow. Yeah, so it was a lot of hard work.
Okay. All right, so that's it. Aaron, where can they get hold of you, mate, and they want to ask you more questions?
So I'm on Twitter. My handle is aholesgrove, aholesgrove.
Okay, good stuff. Are you free next week, next Saturday?
No.
Okay,
no,
you're
not.
Okay, well, because this is the last show.
I'd love to come back.
Yeah, come back anytime. We're back in... We're back last show next week, and then we'll be back in a couple of weeks after Christmas, and then, back in January to return. Then Jacob Jones, what are you, mate?
I've had a lot of fun on this podcast episode today.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to get all to you.
JazzBot 32669, Onesie, and TechLuster.
TechLuster, yes, indeed. Follow that on Twitter. Rachel, what about you?
Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
I am at Twitter, Rach Wagers, RACHWAGERS, mm-hmm. and also my full name.com, rachelwagers.com.
Cool. And how's the storms in Sydney today?
Oh my gosh, they've been every night. It's nightly now.
Yeah, well, we had some storms here this morning. They've gone now, but what's the deal? What's going on over there? Is it pretty bad, is it all?
I have no idea. I mean, it's sunny and beautiful right now.
Oh, okay.
It's been like that every day, and then nighttime, it just kind of rolls in.
Wow, okay. That's bizarre.
It has been, yes.
Yeah, very bizarre. All right. Okay, Aaron, thanks for being on, mate. Appreciate your time.
No worries.
And you can get on Twitter at Brad Oz and Tech Webcast. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
For being on. And Jacob Jones, thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Thank you. And maybe they're all back next week.
All right. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, tech, tech. Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer.